Zero DTY Mobile.
TY and Zero TR. If I remember right, is this Daniel?
How you doing, Tom?
Boy, I'm doing all right if I remember that. Let me get this radio turned down. Oh, Bernice is doing a costume for over at Spartanburg High School for a play called Frozen, and they give her a bunch of these snaps on a long piece and want them to all match up, and I finally got tired of seeing her struggle, and I said, let's just go with Velcro. If you don't like it, you can get somebody else, and he liked it. I tried telling him that at first, but he didn't listen. These things are little bitty snaps, and you try to, they're all on a big long strip, and you try to get them sewed on, and they pucker up, and they don't match up then. And she's been up to midnight several nights trying to get it done. I said, I'm going to call him and tell him you're going with Velcro, or he can find somebody else, and he was very nice about it. And I'm doing fine.
Know exactly what you're talking about. My mom used to make costumes for a living, and so she would sew those buttons on and zippers or whatever else was needed, but I totally know what you're talking about. That can be tedious and hard on the hands, too.
She's not as young as she used to be. She's done this for like 40 years or so. She still makes all of my jeans and everything. And this car just pulled out in front of me here. That's nice. I'm going to let them know that I didn't appreciate that by getting within about 2 feet of them. That makes me mad. Just no consideration. I could have broadsided it. It was that close. But at any rate, we avoided that, Daniel. Yeah, it is. It's tedious. And, oh, she still makes my jeans. She used to make everything, my shorts, my suits, for orchestra, you name it, she's made it. Everything from Anaconda to Python to the leather jackets for the Kansas City Highway Patrol motorcycle force. So she knows what she's doing.
Sorts of talented, between the cooking and the sewing and everything else, and probably taking care of you, she's got her hands full there.
Yeah, that's a full-time job, KO4NUE.
Well, she's got a Purple Heart, two Bronze Stars, and the Medal of Honor just for putting up with me and shut up, Chad.
Go ahead, Chad. This is too good.
Oh, today's my day. So I figured I'd fire the first one off.
And those Bronze Stars are with Valor. Good morning, Chad. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Tom. How about you? And Miss Bernice and Daniel, how are you doing today, bud?
Just can't believe the weather. We were practically in bikinis last week, and here we are with winter coats today.
Yeah, there you go. Can you visualize me in a Speedo, Chad?
That's okay. It's bringing in spring. That's a good thing, I guess. But anyway, just want to drop in, activate both of you for a little bit, and I hope y'all are having a wonderful day.
Can you, you know, he mentioned the bathing suits and all. Can you imagine me in a Speedo, Chad?
Trying not to, but if I think about it pretty hard, I guess I could. Not something I want to do, though.
There goes his breakfast, Daniel.
I want to think of you in a Speedo, Tom.
He really keeps wanting me to come down there swimming, and I said, I'm going to wear my Speedo down there. If I ever owned one. Shoot, what are you doing, Chet?
Oh, I need to take a call. I'm going to clear on out. KO4NUE 73.
73, have a good day and a safe day, Chad. We love you, and say hi to Anna for us. Oh, Daniel, what are you up to?
Good one. I am off helping. Well, I got a ton of errands I'm trying to get to, but I'm headed over to Simpsonville right now to help a buddy. He needs to return a U-Haul truck, so he asked if I could help him just go drop it off. So that's what I'm going over there to do before I get back to my house to deal with plumbing issues.
Doesn't sound bad on the U-Haul. I can help you out on the plumbing. I have a license. It's as a skin diver for a roto-rooter.
Our main sewer line back up into the house, so we've been dealing with that. I finally got it dug up, and whoever did the initial plumbing to fix it just had the two sewer lines butted up together, not actually connected. I didn't know that. So there was roots and everything else growing in there, and I eventually just had to dig the whole thing out and got it all replaced. Now I'm dealing with the aftermath of the backup.
Definitely goes my breakfast. Well, I rescinded that skin diver for the Roto-Rooter license when I moved down here, so forget me on that one. I'd have to say, anybody done a job like that, they walk among us.
It was not fun to deal with, but it had backed up into the house and got all over everything, so I eventually ended up having to shop vac it, but and try to trace the problem to bad plumbership. Is that what he said? Plumbership?
He said, I worked maintenance for 50 years. You can't troubleshoot for stupidity, so there you go. The shoe fits.
All figured out, but and got it taken care of, and got home Friday, dealt with that, and then Saturday replaced all the plumbing parts that were messed up, and Sunday was working on the flooring because we had to rip all the carpet out and everything else, and I'm just going back with some vinyl lam to just planks to put everything back.
I don't envy in the least, and I used to have to deal with that when we lived back up in Kansas many years ago. And we had an old house that was built in 1929, and the crawl space was just barely able to get through it, and that made it even worse, and the floor was falling in.
It's just sad to deal with stuff like that. Whoever had the house before us tried to flip it, and they just... It was just poor craftsmanship all the way around. Every time I do anything, it's a two-hour job turns into a two- or three-day job, sometimes a two-week job. But I'm actually about to destinate, Tom, so I'm going to have to drop out. But it was a pleasure talking to you, and I haven't got to talk to you in a while. So please tell Miss Bernice I said hi as well. I'll be 7-3s on your final.
That was Bernice, soft-spoken. I hope you heard her. And you have a good day and a safe day, Daniel, and wish you luck on that. I'll give you the tip of the day. If that's showing up like that, you should check your wiring in your home. I'm an old electrician, and I've seen some horror stories on that, and you want to be safe at night when you go to bed. This is NZTR73, Daniel.
It's been one of those things that I ended up having to put in a new sub panel and everything else just because the wiring was beyond crazy. But, yeah. Anyways, I'll say 7-3s and say hi, talk to you later. And I did hear Miss Bernice. Hi, Miss Bernice. It's good to hear from you. But 7-3s and talk to you soon.
Here is home and clear.